Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
George and Viola were two of the most caring nanovultures you will ever meet. George and Viola are way too small to ever see them, so you will have to meet them through reading their stories. George and Viola are always having adventures. They talk to each other to find the answer. More often than not, they set out together to do something. It looks as if things won't work. They worry. Actually, George often is worried first, but doesn't want to let on he is scared. Viola, George's really close friend, is more relaxed. So you could describe George as caring and scared, and Viola as caring and relaxed. What's your secret, Viola, you ask? In this book we can ask our nanovultures questions. But it is not like asking your best friend what they got for Christmas. They would tell you right away a ball, a hoop or picture book. It is more like asking your younger brother or sister what their teddy bear thought. After clarifying what you meant by your question, you would then find out the story of what is happening in Ted's life. When you were sure you knew what you were asking, and you knew all the details of Ted's hopes and dreams, and what he or she had for breakfast, then and only then would you have the answer explained to you. But unlike teddies and dolls that are made for children to play with, nanovultures, well, they are not real, and they know that. They are made for adults to understand very small things that make up kittens, trees, the earth, the moon, and stars. Now, if a child interrupted the evening meal and proudly said, "I know everything, I know how kittens, trees, the moon, and stars work. I know how all that works," then we would be amused and play along. However, when adults say this, and they often do, they are serious, and rather than answer more questions, they can make everyone get in trouble. Now that's not fun, is it? I can tell you who are fun. They are very caring and always having adventures. They are George and Viola. And your question was about Viola, and how come she was so relaxed going into these adventures. In this adventure, we are going to find out how trees work. It is not going to explain every last thing, that would require a lot of adventures. It's going to involve very small things, that much is obvious, as all nanovulture adventures are about very small things. And as usual, George will be scared, and Viola, well, she will be relaxed. You will find out from listening to this nanovulture adventure what is going on inside those leaves, some low down, some high up into the sky. So unlike real children's stories, like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, for which you couldn't learn much about cooling, what you are reading now is a fake children's story that tells you about real things. So, for example, in Goldilocks and the Three Nanovultures, the porridge bowls are different colors, white, black, and gray, and when you listen to a nanovulture stories, you learn real things. In the bear version Goldilocks, she was able to come back later and ask questions, and Father Bear said that porridge cooling was just how it was in fairy tales. In the nanovulture version, Goldilocks was handed a pair of heat imaging goggles and could see the black writing on the white pots glowing very brightly, the word porridge. Now it is starting to make sense. If the characters in the stories can ask questions and come back later and figure out why things happened, surely it seems fair that you can also ask questions. If this is so, it would seem perfectly likely that if you have two nanovultures, they would be in love and caring for each other. It is also likely that one of them would be scared. There always seems to be some character that is scared. Viola being relaxed. Why, that is odd, you don't usually find a relaxed character in children's stories, but I can tell you Viola is one very relaxed and together nanovulture. Only you have forgotten one thing about asking questions. Nanovultures are so small, so very 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 small, you would never hear them. They would hear you alright, but we want them to get on with the adventure and not spend time devising ways to communicate with you. So I suggest we take up the story with a day in the life of a nanovulture. I don't know what you already know about nanovultures, but you probably wouldn't guess that Viola goes once a week to a beauty parlor. This probably would not make sense unless you knew that some nanovultures are very fussy about their plumage. If you keep on asking, there comes a point at which we simply don't know all the answers. For instance, why would they be fussy about plumage if no one could see them? There is another advantage about asking questions. We can probably refine them a little, so their meaning gets across. What you probably meant is, what is it that makes Viola so relaxed? The secret you were thinking of was the secret for being so relaxed. There are many answers to that question. Some nanovultures are naturally a little more chilled than others. This means they have a clear head and can read magazines. This is relevant in that while Viola is being pampered at the beauty parlor, she has lots of time to flick through the magazines. She always reads through the "Dear Martha, I have a quantum physics problem." I suppose you would think Viola would be interested in recipes and gardening tips. I can assure you that Viola is an excellent cook and an even better gardener. Besides, nanovultures are so small they never have to eat, and the only plant-like thing in the nanoworld is something called cyanobacteria. You might laugh at Viola. Such a small odd plant, you call that a plant? Then you might stop laughing very suddenly when you thought, as Viola knows that every second breath you take is thanks to the oxygen made by her favorite bacteria. I have been asked to strike out the word plant and replace it with the word bacteria. You might even say Viola has a green thumb or wingtip. Well, Viola will take this compliment but would rather you said cyan wingtip. If you were to say green thumb, she would have little pots of green plants, whereas cyan as a color refers to something a distinct shade of blue mixed in with a green. It is probably time to stop, regroup and pull all the threads of the story so far together. We are getting a bit of a picture about Viola. She is a naturally chilled nanovulture. She gets out and has a bit of social time at the beauty parlor, reading articles from some other vulture called Martha, and it is to do with quantum mechanics, and we are going to find out about cyanobacteria that produce way more of the oxygen we breathe than the dumb old green plants. And further, if we spend a little more time, we are going to be told about an adventure involving Viola and George, two of the most caring nanovultures you will ever will meet. The part of the story that doesn't gel is why Viola likes to read articles by Martha, the canny vulture that knows her quantum mechanics. Without meaning to be rude, let's take a peek over Viola's wing shoulder and have a sticky beak. Why, it looks like a knitting pattern. No, it's a recipe for sugar. That's perfectly normal. I can guess that it probably reads like this: go over to the sugar bowl and measure out a teaspoon of sugar, and there you have it, a pile of sugar. But I suspect there is more to this than that when it comes to nanovultures. There's a list of ingredients: 6 water molecules, 6 carbon dioxide molecules, some light makes 1 sugar molecule, and 6 oxygen molecules. You can see it's actually a recipe to make sugar the way a plant does. Sorry, Viola, the way a plant or cyanobacteria does produce sugar from water and carbon dioxide. Unlike recipes for jelly or a cupcake, it was a little bit more complicated than adding the ingredients, beating them up and sticking it in the oven. Thanks for the tip about jelly. I had always wondered about why my jelly never turned out to be wobbly like other people's. It's a little bit more complicated in that photosynthesis, as making sugar with sunlight is called, involves special machines to cut open the molecule. Lots of quantum mechanics where the electrons are moved around in a fashion not unlike a trainer treating a sports injury. Martha's advice is that for best results, just leave it to plants, they're the professionals. Nonetheless, Viola was reading the article as George was going to give her a bacterium for her birthday. It wasn't a regular birthday like yours or mine that celebrated you making a complete trip around the sun. The Earth, the sun and space were far too big for a tiny nanovulture to get his mind around. Therefore, Whenever George had done all his tasks, he would feel worried there was something he had forgotten, and there was usually one or two things he had. But he would think, "I know Viola hasn't had a birthday for some time now, it must be soon," and by particularly when an adventure had finished, there would be a pause of a day or two, the George would throw a surprise party.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.